Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Kaiju, today with Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but this is Gecko W Smart.
Yep.
And now today we're going to be talking about one of the most iconic Kaiju in the world. And say his name with me here.
3, 2, 1... Godzilla!
Right. Now, although I might sound tired, it's because probably I recorded this like 30 other times. One that was going so perfectly, but I accidentally deleted it because I'm a bot. But anyway, let's go into the details of Godzilla. This destructive, luckily fictional, creature first appeared in the movies in 1954. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but in the American version, they called it Godzilla, King of the Monsters, I'm pretty sure. Okay, don't judge me if it's not. Try to do my best research. Now, in the next episode, why am I talking about this so early? I don't know. But in the next episode, we're going to be talking about my most favorite kaiju, and, well, I'm just gonna have to tell you about it at the end of the episode, okay? So, yeah. Right. So, let's talk about this dude's characteristics. First of all, let's start with this man's weight. This dude is a whopping 60,000 metric tons. First of all, what do you eat to get that? I know you're, like, extremely big and nuclear mutating, but how do you get that big? Also, for those who don't know, Godzilla was created during the Hiroshima bombing. If you don't know that, search it up. Wikipedia exists for a reason. Now, this dude's height, he is 328 feet. Like, you can literally see him from 328 feet away. I don't think that's how it works. And for those who want to measure in meters, it's 100 meters. You're welcome. Now, this dude's roar was described as, how do I say this? Was described in a distinctive disabilic roar. A disabilic roar. That's pretty cool. I don't even know what that means. Also, if you didn't know, in the comics, it was transcribed, English, it was transcribed as, Skryonk, and I'm not even joking, yep, that is S-K-R-E-E-E-E-O-N-K, with an exclamation mark. Obviously. Anyway, the person who created this, the sound of something, and I'm gonna try to say his name in the best way I can, I'm gonna try to pronounce it in the best way I possibly can, was Akira Ifukube. Pretty sure I said that right, do not judge me if I have not. Who produced the sound by rubbing a pine tar resin coated glove along a string of contrabass. And then slowing down the English playback. Yeah, English is definitely my first language. But now, like, first of all, how do you even think of that? Like, do you just take a pine tar raisin, raisins? Yep, pine tar raisin coated glove. Yep, that sounds amazing, doesn't it, people? Give me a clap. That sounded amazing, isn't it? Anyway, how do you just get a pine tar resin coated glove and then just touch everything? Yeah? Like, I don't understand how they made that, but anyway. Next, let's talk about this dude's skin. The man's skin is literally bulletproof, if y'all don't know. Yeah, it's bulletproof. And this is because of, you know, bombing. The effects, yeah. The effects of, like, the nuclear bombing and radiation. Radiation's weird, don't you think? I feel like radiation's weird. Anyway, let's talk about one of my favorite abilities about this dude. Let's start with one of my favorite ones. The atomic pulse. where this dude summons the power to release just a pulse of energy that, like, have you ever seen those cartoon scenes where just a bunch of criminals just jump on the main guy and then he just bursts out of them like, pah, you know, the classic superhero pose. And yeah, that's basically this, but Godzilla doesn't even have to move to do it. He just has to summon the power within, yeah, and creates a force field. It's not really a force field, it's just a pulse. Not really a force field. I like the atomic ray, obviously. I love it. It's very cool, extremely destructive. Science fiction has gone into how you even, they literally said how it would actually work. Like, electromagnetic things go around it to make sure it's properly, a proper laser projectile. And, now, if you didn't know, Shin Godzilla, if you don't know who that is, search it up. Once again, Wikipedia exists for a reason. If you didn't know, since he's not used to the atmosphere of, like, the outside world, because he started off underwater, since he was not used to the outside world, he was coughing up blood. And you know what? He could control that blood. Now, he could make his shedding blood into tentacle limbs. That's weird. Kind of reminds you of Splatoon, don't you think? Anyway, if y'all don't understand what Splatoon is, you already know what I'm gonna say. Wikipedia. Anyway, now another one of his extremely, extremely cool moves is precognition. Now, if you don't know what that means, I'm not gonna say it. But basically, what that means is that he's able to look forward in time. Yeah, it's powerful, don't you think? The fact that, like, I would like some precognition. What? Yeah, because that would be cool. Like, imagine being able to tell when a test is about to arrive. You can see how you failed. Get all the answers. Why do I talk about school? I don't know. School's tough. Anyway, and that's basically all the information, not all of it, that I could get on Godzilla. Now, if you guys like this episode, you don't have to like, you just like it, okay? Just your thought, I really appreciate it. That's all I have to say about Godzilla, and before we go, I'm gonna tell you my favorite kaiju. Yep. And my favorite kaiju is Showa Gigan. This dude is I'm pretty sure I might have told you in the past episode, I don't know, is a bird cyborg creature thing. I don't know. And also, if you Google Showa Gigan's roar, your ears will probably break, but yeah, just imagine a cyborg bald eagle's, yeah, just combine those, make it loud, combine it with like a tiger roar or something, there you go. It's very weird. But anyways, thank you for staying with me for a whole 9 minutes. Really appreciate it. And this is Gecko W Speak. Goodbye.